Researchers at LSU Health Shreveport and Louisiana Tech University are in the early stages of developing a new way to deliver antibiotics and other medicine via customized implantable devices created on a 3D printer.
I think this is something that really could hit the market and help patients very quickly.
LSU medical student Jeffrey Weissman is also pursuing his doctorate in biomedical engineering from Louisiana Tech. He said in a news conference yesterday that over the past few months, his lab has been using 3D printers to make coated beads that could be implanted during a surgery to dispense antibiotics or other medication in a precise location. The plastic breaks down and is absorbed by the body. Weissman says this way, there's no need for a follow-up surgery to remove such devices, as is the practice now.
We can create a 3D printed construct for a specific patient that has a specific drug or specific amount of drug, and we can do that for localized delivery. So it's just really kind of, you know, just amazing that in this day and age we can do that in a matter of minutes.
Gerald Capraro directs the clinical microbiology lab at LSU Health Shreveport. He says his lab has been able to replicate what the students were able to do in preventing infection when the coated implants were tested in a petri dish. Capraro is cautiously optimistic.
We're going to have a few more experiments to demonstrate that this process actually does inhibit bacterial growth. We've got some preliminary data both from their laboratory and from the clinical lab here at the medical center that shows that antibiotic-containing plastic does inhibit bacterial growth in the laboratory.
The researchers say the next step is to apply for grants and do a lot more testing. They say there isn't any published research yet in using 3D printers in this way.